Greetings, social media wombles. I hope you're ready for some metaphysical mindfuckery, because I'm going to have an attempt at conveying the difficulty I have with conveying the conception of space that exists in my brain. Okay. When I discovered that my dyslexia was problematic with the way I interact with people, it was because I had read a book called The Gift of Dyslexia. I'll put a link somewhere and I'll tweet a link to a PDF to this. But the part of that book which demonstrated how dyslexics perceive reality and how dyslexics then devise coping strategies to manage that just meant that the stuff that I found really difficult and the things that I found very difficult that ultimately made me the best at what I do all fell into place. Now, there's a part of dyslexia that affects writing, there's a part of dyslexia that affects numbers, but there's also a spatial aspect to dyslexia, because it's not based in words and symbols as in written language. It means that quite often when you go past written language, you are just left with the three-dimensional confines of your day-to-day. Objects have names, but those objects' names aren't necessarily associated with a piece of text or a squiggle that represents, say, a tree. So for most dyslexics, and this may give you an indication whether you have some dyslexic traits, when you look at a tree, it is a tree. You just know it's a tree. I believe, and because I've never experienced this, I'm not always sure if it's true, if you are not at all dyslexic, when you think of a tree, it's associated with the word T-R-E-E, and you see the word, I believe. I would love someone to talk to me further about that, because some people I've talked to go, yeah, oh my god, that's weird, and some people go, so you don't see, so I'm still kind of left on the side for all that. Okay. So one of the things I find difficult is explaining to people what I do. And the reason is because what I do takes a bird's eye view of everything that the project possibly needs. So taking every requirement that a client might need surrounding a particular subject and honing that in to be the things that are needed to deliver, and to deliver effectively and delivered in a way that's measurable. And I always find that incredibly hard to quantify. So the thing that is my greatest strength, which is my capacity to oversee the very overarching span of a project and knowing very quickly and being able to assess which tools and services are right and how to implement those and how to segment what exists in the right measure of what's needed for the next project to hand is what I'm really good at. But that is very hard to, or I've found very hard to put into words. So, session with a friend today, I'm currently at the point where I am your business's social media Swiss Army knife. Tell me what you think. Could I be your business's Swiss Army knife? Could I be, or would you like to have, a Swiss Army knife of digital tools so that you know which ones you need to use, which are the right ones to use, which are the most regular ones that you use, and which ones are squirreled away at the back of the structure that you're never quite sure for, but maybe one day they'll come in handy. I'm the person who knows what they all do. I know what the new ones are emerging, and I know which ones to take out of your tool set to add a new one in to make your system the most effective for the here and now. So, could I be your business's Swiss Army knife? Social media Swiss Army knife? Digital Swiss Army knife? Event audience Swiss Army knife? What do you think? There are lots and lots of Swiss Army knives, and I think that's why I really like the analogy. So, thank you very much for that analogy in my head, and it really deals well with being able to cement something into a metaphor of something that helps me bring together what can quite often be quite an overwhelming conceptual experience of the world for me. So thank you for listening. I hope your brains aren't fried. Continue to womble and get in touch. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter, at Social Womble, of course, if you want to get in touch with me as the Social Womble. Speak up, speak out, speak now.